First question is coming from Flora Wilson. And where are you, Flora? It's going to be up. Okay. And can you tell us, just as Ben asked, where you're from and what?
Hi, yeah. I'm currently head of history at Fortysmith School, which is a large comprehensive in North London. And my question to the panel is, what is the purpose of school history?
Do you know, I'm going to ask Barbara to start that, actually, because it'd be a good idea, I think, to start where the children start.
I think that the history that we're taught, that children need to learn from early on, is the history that explains what we do, why we do what we do, that touches on our cultural, explains our cultural touchstones. Bonfire night, Remembrance Day, for the age of children that I've been teaching, the things that we do, explaining where they've come from and why we do them. A history that explains how our society has developed, the monarchy, government, religion. A history that describes innovations and how our lives have developed, homes, industry, medicine, communication, clothes. A history that explores attitudes, slavery, racial and international tensions, nationalism, national pride. I think a history that explores the news and information that bombards the children in their daily lives. A history that explores world developments, empire, slavery, independence, commonwealth, alliances. History that develops a sense of chronology, our place in time, and in a sequence rather than just a date. In his book, Red Shift, Alan Garner describes history as layers, layers of an onion that are linked to one place and time. I think the fact that children can look back from where they are, the place that they're at, and to strip back those layers is good. But I think history is also a valuable springboard, not only for studying the past, but for feeding into and giving context to all areas of the curriculum. Particularly in primary schools, children can borrow real life experiences where their own is lacking without recourse to computer games. They can immerse themselves in someone else's story and experience storytelling in their lives. Boys engage with gore, and there's plenty of that in history. I think that's a good curriculum subject to pull them in. I think I've yet to find a primary school child who dislikes history. And I found that history...
You've yet to find any primary school child...
That doesn't enjoy history. I think possibly...
You've led a charm life, or else you're just a brilliant teacher. You know? Or else they're lying to you. You know?
I think possibly that primary school teachers have the advantage over secondary in that we teach across a wider curriculum. So we can have history enter other areas of the curriculum. We're not tied to the particular... hours in the timetable, and then the children move on or you move on. And I think possibly the fact that you can teach history through the DT, art, music, literacy, numeracy, that's my freedom as a primary school teacher.